In the secluded jungle of north-central Guatemala, 10 indigenous students from New Mexico State University traveled to the country's Ixcan region. There, they spent a week living with Maya community members as part of the school's first environmental leadership exchange. Students toured the lush landscape as they learned about local efforts to protect a vital waterway, the Chicxoy River. Kayla Myers is Senior Program Specialist for Indian Resources Development at NMSU. Myers, an Eastern Shoshone descendant, says a proposed hydroelectric dam known as the Shalala is threatening the Maya way of life. The Shalala Dam has been a source of conflict since the 1970s. During the country's civil war, the Guatemalan government massacred thousands to build a similar dam. If the Chicxoy were dammed again, Myers says it would flood communities upriver and deprive other villages access to water and their only way of transportation.
They would lose access to any water for their crops, for bathing, for cooking, for all of that, as well as access to a very important part of their spiritual life. This river. And it's a beautiful river. That was an amazing part of the trip, was watching the students laughing and playing in the river with the community and seeing the real life of it. Because you read about it on paper, but being there and swimming in the river and traveling on it from community to community is such a joy and really magical.
On their visit, students met with elders and spiritual leaders from at-risk villages to learn about other challenges they face and share their own struggles. To communicate, Myers says students spoke in English, which was translated into Spanish, then into Maya Mam.
And so seeing them standing up and standing proud and being able to explain what is happening on Apache land and Diné land and across Native America was so inspiring for me. And seeing that translated across languages and across borders and realizing we're doing the same work and we have the exact same hopes.
So we talked about our struggles with land, water, and sacred site defense here in the States.
Antonio Garcia, a social work freshman, served as a translator. A descendant of Mexica and Jicarilla Apache people, Garcia says he took part in the trip to learn how to defend his relative's sacred sites. He says living with his host family in Guatemala was a powerful experience.
I was with a young mother and her two sons, living with them, you know, every night, spending the night there, and a different student would accompany me to that home. And translating and hearing the stories and eating meals with these families was just really powerful, hearing about their experiences and what life is like living in that community.
Students also visited the House of Memory, an interactive museum that takes visitors through the country's indigenous history. That's significant to Antoinette Banali, an agriculture senior from Farmington. Banali is a member of Navajo and Kiowa tribes. While she saw similarities between her own tribes and those she met, Banali says there's a disparity in how they pass down their traditions.
The elderly have stories to tell the younger generation, and it's nice that the younger generation listens to the elders and their language, and they carry on the traditions that the elders taught them. And back home, our elders, we can't really communicate with them because we don't know our own native language. And I don't know my own native language, and I don't know the culture. And it's really hard communicating with my grandparent, or my grandma, I guess.
But Banali says she is starting to learn Navajo with help from Rosetta Stone. On their journey to find common ground overseas, Meyer says she hopes students find value in getting to know people from a country at the center of the border crisis.
This is a very critical moment in our history, especially here in the borderlands and especially here in our community where we have thousands of migrants who are passing through. And it is so important for young people to have this kind of exchange so that they can put stories to faces and learn the history and the actual lived context of the people who are coming here.
As those thousands of Guatemalan and other Central American migrants seek asylum in the U.S., Garcia says it's important to remember the person, not the terms used to describe them.
We hear illegal, we hear undocumented, we label these people when really what they are is human beings. And really what they are is indigenous people. And how can anybody be illegal on stolen land? This land belongs to indigenous people, so our migration patterns have long past existed before these borders. And understanding personal struggles, understanding these people, as human beings, it humanizes them in a sense to where we can relate to them.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.